local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we thank you so much for tuning in to Pensacola Right Now, hour number 3, 612, here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you, hanging out as we get one day closer to the weekend and getting you caught up in everything happening in your world on this May 2nd of 2024. Top three stories. We start in Columbia University, New York, where pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses around the country. Nearly half of the pro-Palestinian protesters arrested at Columbia, though, were not students.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD confirming their suspicions that outside agitators were mostly to blame in the protest. They say 47% of the ones who were arrested had no affiliation with the school. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, police moved in to clear an encampment on UCLA's campus. More than 100 people arrested there. Columbia says that all classes and final exams will be going remote for the rest of the school year. President Biden speaking out regarding the protests.
There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong.
In remarks from the White House, Biden says violence during protest and destroying property are against the law. He's faced criticism for not speaking up more forcefully against the ongoing demonstrations. That's a look at our top three stories today. Austin gets us caught up on the roads and weather.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it's been eventful so far this evening. We haven't had any accidents from what I can recall. Just a lot of the usual suspects giving us a lot of trouble today. But that has seemingly died down completely. That's the case whether you be in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Milton Pace, the whole caboodle. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at our top local headlines today, Century's mayor is standing up for his town and his town's water quality.
The water was never contaminated. There were some issues with sampling, record keeping, so therefore that made it appear that the water was not safe, but the water has never been contaminated in the town of Century.
Luis Gomez talked to Channel 3 following allegations from the Florida DEP that the town's water hadn't been tested for over 30 contaminants in a calendar year. According to the letter, just some of those contaminants included inorganic cyanide, foaming agents, and synthetic organic compounds. The DEP says that Century has 2 weeks to respond and the town must issue a public notice to water customers. Also today, officials at the Pensacola Bay Center will be able to start on a series of badly needed upgrades to their facility thanks to $10 million from the tourist development tax. The Escambia County Commissioner's approving that request today.
The lighting we're talking about is going to traditional sport lighting, so you can change colors and activate it with, you know, the hockey team, and it can dance with music and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely enhancing the experience, but then we're also going to get some operational cost savings with what some of these things that we're doing.
Bay Center GM Mike Capp says they'll also replace the sound system, rusty chain link fence on the outside, and improve the parking lots as well. He says this is the first phase of their plans to enhance the arena, and they do plan on requesting more TDT funds in the coming years. Escambia County deputies say a man arrested twice last year on drug charges is now back in jail, accused of trafficking in fentanyl. 20-year-old Tysavian Prayer Garrett is facing 6 felony counts after he was arrested during a drug raid on Friday.
Consider the fact that he had about a half kilo of fentanyl and how widespread that could have been in our community and actually communities around here. I would imagine it would be enough to certainly kill thousands of people.
In addition to the 565 grams of fentanyl, deputies seized 379 grams of meth, 8 firearms, 2 of which were stolen, and over $12,000 in cash. Also, base officials on board NAS Pensacola say areas typically accessible to the public will be closed for a few days next week. The installation will be closed to the public from next Tuesday through next Thursday, May 9th. That includes the museum, lighthouse, Fort Barrancas, and Blue Angel practice demonstrations. The base's west gate will only be open to DOD cardholders on those days, and they will reopen to the public on Friday, May 10th at 9 a.m. We'll take a break there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at buysellcannell.com.
That's buysellcannell.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin with you. 6:22 the time. Traffic and weather update in about 3 minutes from right now. Taking a look at our state headlines today. Florida joining half the states in the U.S. with a new law signed by the governor that allows credit unions to become qualified public depositories, meaning that they could receive municipal fund for deposits.
Credit unions like the ones here today will be able to hold up to 7% of all funds in the state treasury and 7% of all public deposits of any state university or community college.
And DeSantis says it will protect Floridians from the environmental, social, and corporate governance movement. That's ESG. He says that's an effort to inject woke political ideology across the financial sector.
And state health regulators are pushing back on what they call lies and misinformation surrounding Florida's Heartbeat Protection Act, the law that took effect on Wednesday, banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy in Florida. The state's Agency for Health Care Administration released two emergency rules clarifying medical procedures that are not considered abortions, including ectopic pregnancies and ruptured membranes.
A dozen people facing charges in connection to the brutal beating of two South Florida students last month. Police giving an update saying the suspects, all between 14 and 18, have been arrested following the incident near Slam Charter School in Miami's Little Havana area. A viral video captured the fight that left two students unconscious and hospitalized, and thankfully they were later released.
And Marco Rubio is calling for a change that could affect mothers who fly with their children. Senator Rubio announced yesterday that he has introduced two amendments to a bill that would reauthorize the FAA until 2028. Rubio wants to codify regulations allowing parents to hold infants and babies under 2 years of age in their laps on commercial airlines. He says this would prevent airlines from forcing families to pay for unnecessary seats. Just about 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We didn't really have much to report on in our last update. We maybe have some minor congestion, you know, residing on Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much just going to hold you up.
Taking a look at our weather, here's Alan.
We've fallen into a weather pattern that will mainly be dry. There's not much of a chance for rain at all, but an isolated shower popping up during the afternoon hours, it's possible, not likely, but it may happen, especially across the inland areas. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 with a mix of sun and clouds. Lows will be in the 60s, and look out for late night and morning fog. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. National news now. Donald Trump claims he can't testify in his New York hush money case.
It's such a rigged court. So I'm not allowed to testify because of an unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order.
That was him after the trial recess today. Trump says the whole point of the trial is to keep him off the campaign trail. And it's politically motivated. Judge Juan Merchan, of course, found Trump in contempt of court for violating his gag order yesterday and fined him $9,000. Trump had previously stated that he would testify.
And the body of a fifth construction worker killed in the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has been recovered. Maryland State Police, officers from the Maryland Transportation Authority Police, and the FBI responded to the scene and retrieved the 49-year-old man's remains on Wednesday. One bridge worker still remains missing.
Police shot and killed an armed student outside of a Wisconsin middle school yesterday. Authorities say the student was male and attended a school near Madison. Officers fired shots at the suspect and killed him before he entered the school. No other injuries were reported. Wisconsin Department of Justice says they are now investigating the incident.
You know, obviously there needs to be more details ironed out and stuff surrounding that. But I, while that's unfortunate, I would rather that happen than what we saw in like Uvalde a little while back.
Absolutely, yeah.
A bill in the Louisiana legislature would add a widely used abortion pill to the list of controlled substances. Those caught with mifepristone would face a jail sentence. Some Louisianians order that pill online, despite the state's near total abortion ban. The bill is currently being considered in the House.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering state schools to ignore new federal rules meant to prevent discrimination on campus.
This is basically Biden declaring war on women, girls, and students, and Texas has got to stand up and protect them.
And the White House is expanding what it called calls Title IX, which is meant to prevent sex-based discrimination to include gender identity. Texas and a handful of other states are suing to block the changes.
And a judge in the Brian Koberger case has ruled two upcoming hearings on evidence hearings on evidence will be closed to the public. I know, easy for me to say, right? The defense argued that the hearings should be open to the public because some of the evidence has already been publicly released. Prosecutors argued the evidence is sealed and making it public could impact whether it's a fair trial. The judge said it's a tough line to walk, but keeping the hearings closed was important to the case. The hearings will be held May 14th and 16th. A change of venue hearing will be held June 27th, and a trial date has not yet been set.
And Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signing a bill that repeals the state's near-total ban on abortion. We talked about this yesterday, that two Republicans joined with all Democrats in the Senate in voting to repeal the 1864 law that was upheld by the Arizona Supreme Court. It bans all abortions except in cases where it's necessary to save the mother's life. And now with the bill signing, the state will revert back to the 15-week abortion ban that had been in effect. Recapping our top three stories on this Thursday, police in Los Angeles moving in to clear an encampment on UCLA's campus this morning. Around 100 people arrested. This comes after 300 people were arrested on Columbia University's campus yesterday. On Columbia's campus, NYPD saying about 47% of the demonstrators who were arrested had no affiliation to the schools, confirming their suspicions that we talked about last week. And President Biden has faced criticism for not speaking out more forcefully against the ongoing demonstrations. He says today, Americans have the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. Here locally, a troubling report from Century, another water testing mishap. The town has, for the last calendar year or thereabouts, failed to test for around 30 contaminants. Mayor Luis Gomez, though, says that the town's water is safe. Now, the Florida DEP says that the town has 2 weeks to respond, and they also have to issue a public notice to water customers. More conversations about the Bay Center during today's Escambia County Commission meeting. They approved $10 million going towards upgrades for the Bay Center, that money coming from tourist development tax money. 6:30 on the nose. We'll step aside now for the Fox News update. We're back with sports, health, business, and science as well. Stay with us on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Police are cleaning up the campus of UCLA after breaking up a student protest encampment. Fox's Christina Coleman.
It looks dramatically different than it did here just hours ago when this area was covered with pro-Palestinian protesters. There are tens of thousands of debris that is just being moved from this area. It's being cleared out. There were hundreds of tents here.
Over 200 arrests were made. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signs a bill into law repealing a near-total abortion ban from the Civil War era. It means a statute banning the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy becomes the state's prevailing abortion law.
Today, we are doing what 23 governors and 55 legislatures refused to do, and I'm so proud to be the ones that got this job done.
Lawmakers acted after a court ruling allowed the law from 1864 to be enforced. America's listening to Fox News.
Chesco with your money now.
A proposed acquisition of Paramount Global by Skydance Media is still on the table, but now comes word that Sony Pictures and a private equity partner have submitted a tender offer. Citing people familiar with the plans, the Wall Street Journal reports that Sony and Apollo Global Management have submitted an all-cash $26 billion offer for Paramount. The offer viewed as a starting point for discussions. Shares of Paramount soared 13% on the news today. Amgen, late today, reported a slightly lower first quarter profit, citing higher operating and interest expenses from its recent acquisition of rare disease drug maker Horizon Therapeutics, partially offset by double-digit revenue growth. The biotech's adjusted profit still topped analyst estimates. Revenue soared 22% in line with expectations. Amgen shares are up 13% in late trading. In regular action today, stocks posted solid gains led by tech issues. The Dow Industrial's up 322 points. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Tyrese Maxey saved the Sixers season on Tuesday. And tonight, the Sixers look to force a Game 7 when they step on what we think is their home court and do battle with the Knicks. Maxey showed his stardom in Game 5. Now there's no player under more pressure this evening than Joel Embiid. Anything short of a stellar performance by the Sixers' big fella that leads his team to a victory would be an epic failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your BetSlip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a lot to go on this hour. I mean, that's typically how it is at this time every evening. We did have some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road if you were traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that has seemingly just about cleared out. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Busy in sports with a couple of elimination games in both NHL and NBA.
Yeah, we got a TNT doubleheader underway right now. It's been on for about an hour, maybe just a little bit over. The Pacers are facing the Bucks. Bucks facing elimination, and the Pacers are clearly capitalizing on that, up 59-46 right now. That game's going to be followed up by Knicks at Sixers at 8 o'clock. And the Sixers owners, they know that they're facing elimination, so they're buying tickets to suppress Nick fan presence.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was... They had a lot of fans that were getting rowdy and stuff and really making for a jarring environment. And
especially,
as you said,
like close to the court.
Yeah.
So it was game five, right? Or no, this is game six, right?
This is game six.
All right. So it was game four then, the last one in Philadelphia. Joel Embiid afterwards saying, hey, it was kind of jarring how many New York fans were there so close because he said it's never happened before.
Yeah. And apparently they got right on it because, first of all, that's the star of your team. And obviously the Sixers have underachieved. So they're probably trying to make sure that, you know, spirits are as lifted as they can be in Philly, especially when they're facing elimination and Joel Embiid's getting tired of it. Over in the NHL, we just got one playoff game tonight. It's going to start in about 20 minutes. Bruins at Maple Leafs on TBS. The Maple Leafs are missing star forward Austin Matthews, and they're facing elimination already, so I'm not a hockey guy, but I would have to assume that it's about to be the Maple Leafs swan song.
I would think so.
Yes, and then MLB, we just had one game, Marlins and Rockies, one game around here, rather. Relatively local, you get the idea. Marlins beat the Rockies, though, 5-4 in 10 innings, so congrats to any Miami fans in the area. Then just a couple of headlines here, starting with college football. Georgia's Kirby Smart is college football's first $13 million man. They're giving the two-time national champ a 10-year extension worth $130 million. Man, you play in the SEC, you play in what's typically the weaker half of the SEC, you go back-to-back with a 15-0 season, I say you earn just about every dime.
Well, I mean, you know, two national titles for the longest time since at least 1980. Georgia's national, that was the joke, right? They just...
Because they had like badges that they wore to like celebrate like 40 years since our last title, and it's like, so you're celebrating a 40-year drought? So it's like they're a decent program, but he's made them great, so good for
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
And there's a growing possibility of revenue sharing with college athletes. Bowl leaders are hoping for a collective bargaining agreement with the players to help lower the number of opt-outs. And executive director of bowl season, Nick Carparelli, said that he believes NIL collectives are destined to be brought in-house, and there have been discussions about contracts in exchange for NIL payments. And then lastly here, a European jockey will get his first ride in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Irishman Ben Curtis moved to the United States just 6 months ago, and now he has the mount on Derby contender Honor Marie.
No, I didn't think when I came over in November that I'd be riding in the Kentucky Derby this soon anyway. It was definitely on my to-do list, but it's come around a bit quicker than I thought. It's a fantastic opportunity.
Honor Marie is entering the Kentucky Derby off of a second place finish into Louisiana Derby, and he's coming in at 20-1 odds.
Yeah, big fan of the Derby. I love just flipping it on. I don't really catch any of the pregame or preamble stuff there, but I like when the horses come out of the paddock and then they make the lap or two around, so you kind of get okay, here's this horse or this horse, and then me and my wife will pick our three favorites, you know, and then away we go. But I'm not sure I would love. I think in theory, and if you've gone to the Kentucky Derby, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 850-437-1620. I feel like going to the Derby would be a bit more overrated than I think, you know, than I would like, because yeah, there's races going on, but I'm not really, you know, I don't drink alcohol, so like the mint juleps and all that. And if I'm going to be out in the the main grandstand or like the infield area, right? Because you've got the grandstands where like all the people dress up or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the idea of, you know, am I going to dress up for this thing, or if I'm going to just like sit in the midfield area with the peasants. I know people have like Kentucky Derby parties where they dress up and do all that, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think the hassle and just being out there all day
may not be
for
worth
a 2-minute race.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm in on that.
Alrighty, looking at some health, business, and science notes here. A third of Americans may have had their data stolen in a healthcare hack. That's what United Health CEO Andrew Witty estimated, testifying before Congress. He talked about a February ransomware attack on a United Health Group subsidiary that affected pharmacies across the United States. Witty said in written testimony that it will take several months for the company to identify and notify those impacted by the hack as it continues to go through the stolen data.
Peloton CEO is stepping down as the company cuts 400 jobs around the world. The exercise bike giant went through a boom during the pandemic when we were all stuck at home, but sales have dropped massively since then. They also plan to cold retail showrooms and overhaul its international sales plan. And Miha says hello.
Yes, I heard. Southwest Airlines will be required to offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays. This comes after the company suffered what some call a holiday meltdown in 2022. The U.S. Transportation Department announced this week the airline will need to give compensation as part of a deal reached after the incident that stranded millions of passengers across the country.
New York is the first state in the nation to offer paid leave for prenatal care without women risking the loss of their jobs.
We have to ensure that pregnant women will be able to take off time from work to attend crucially important care during their pregnancies.
I think that's very good.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see that in the state of Florida. Employees are, let me rephrase that. I'd like to see that countrywide. Employees are now able to receive an additional 20 hours of paid sick leave for prenatal care in addition to the existing sick leave that is in place. Governor Kathy Hochul points to studies that show pregnant women who have access to regular prenatal visits are less likely to die in childbirth, and their newborns are more likely to be healthy. I can absolutely speak to that. we went in for our 20-week appointment, and that's the one where if you don't, you know, kind of do the high heavy duty imaging or whatever, or the blood test, you find out if you're having a boy or a girl.
Mm.
And so we went in, and the now my wife was like considered high risk mainly because of her age, because she's a lot older than I am. But we go in for our 20-week. We're expecting to go in there, find out if it's a boy or girl, and then we're going over to her parents' house to throw just like a little gender reveal party.
Right.
We go in. The high risk doctor, and he comes in and says, "You're being admitted to the hospital because you know there's something that we have to take care of right away, or you know the we risk losing the baby." So
wow.
Then from that point, she was on bed rest throughout the whole thing. But yeah, that was at week 20, so we still had you know a little bit halfway to go.
Yeah.
But yes, I definitely speak to that hey, you know, give the ladies the prenatal time so they can make all of those necessary appointments without worrying about using up all their sick leave and all that.
No, I think that's totally fair. Just past 6:45 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour so far, not too much of a surprise considering this time in the evening. So if there's anything giving you trouble on the roads, it should not do so for too long.
All right, Alan, with the weather.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. As we take a look here at some pop culture notes today, Universal Music Group has made a new licensing agreement with TikTok. The two companies have been feuding for months over royalties paid to UMG artists. That includes Drake, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga. Under the new agreement, UMG says its global family of artists, songwriters, and labels will return to TikTok.
And the king of twangy guitar has sadly died. Dwayne Eddy had a string of guitar hits in the 1950s and 60s, including his signature 1958 classic Rebel Rouser. Eddy's unique guitar sound would influence some of rock's biggest hit makers, including George Harrison, Bruce Springsteen, and John Fogerty. And I would also say that sound clip we had reminded me a lot of Johnny Cash, but I don't know how the timeline lines up there. He sold more than 100 million records worldwide, and in 1994 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was 86 years old.
We'll take a break there, finishing off with wacky stories and good news next.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Escambia County Commission meeting taking place today, a shade meeting to discuss the text messages lawsuits, the lawsuit with Ramey Edler, also conversations possibly about traffic concurrency or impact fees in the land development code, the funding for the Bay Center, $10 million worth of renovations or repairs, and whether flashing your headlights is illegal with Mike Wood. Plus some funny moments from the most recent Santa Rosa County Commissioners meeting. You can always listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's amazing how many songs you come in with that intro or whatever, and you are certain that it's something else because it's similar. I was ready with Express Yourself, but it's not that.
Yeah, it's Breezin' by George Benson. I'm not familiar with the song, but I mean, I've seen it on our list before, but the only song I think I know by George Benson by name is Turn Your Love Around. That's a good one. I don't know if you've heard it, but give it a listen.
I probably have, but I wouldn't know it unless it slapped me in the face. That's just the way it is.
I'm sure that can be arranged. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, 6:51 here as we wind down on a Thursday. Looking forward to the weekend. Beautiful weather.
Yes.
Austin has nothing going on for the first time in like a year.
I know. So hold your applause, everybody.
That's very good there. No more. No, he was not available for autographs this weekend if you see him out and about. As we wind down, looking at a recap of our top stories here, both nationally and locally, Los Angeles police say they arrested about 100 people as they finally cleared the encampment on UCLA's campus. Also, Columbia announcing that classes and final exams are going remote for the rest of the school year. NYPD saying nearly half of the pro-Palestinian protesters had no affiliation whatsoever with the school. And President Biden says Americans have the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. He spoke out today from the White House as he's faced criticism for not speaking out more forcefully against those ongoing demonstrations. Local stories here, certainly of major interest. Century, the town of Century, is standing by their water quality after the DEP notified the town that the water hadn't been tested for over 30 contaminants in over a year. The mayor spoke with Channel 3 saying that the water quality is safe, and that issues with the prior administrations and sampling and record keeping are to blame, but he is standing by the quality of the water there. Also, NAS Pensacola says that next Tuesday through Thursday, the base will be closed to the public. Notable, of course, because that means that there's no access to the museum, the lighthouse in Fort Barrancas, but also public will not be able to get on base for Blue Angel practice days. No reason was given in the announcement, but that coming from base leadership today. They'll reopen to the public on the West Gate on Friday. Also, Escambia County Commissioners today approving $10 million of tourist development tax dollars going to upgrades at the Pensacola Bay Center. Final check this evening of the roads and weather. Here's Alan.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
As for the roads, though, so far this hour, it has been very smooth sailing. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Very good. Let's finish off with some lighter stuff making the rounds today. We got some good ones. Today is World Password Day. Congratulations and happy World Password Day, Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. Right back at you.
Some info that you may or may not know. The most common passwords in the U.S., 123456, the word password, admin, and unknown. It's amazing that we have so many data breaches in this country.
Yeah, I know, right?
A company called Hive Systems puts out a graphic each year that shows how long it would take hackers to crack your password, depending on how long and complex it is. They say a 9-character password that mixes numbers, upper and lowercase letters, and special characters would take hackers 479 years.
I'm trying to think of like the passwords I use. I think the main one I use checks those boxes. Obviously not going to say it on air here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to become a statistic like some of these imbeciles counting to 6 for their password.
Yeah.
A Catholic priest in Pennsylvania got caught using the church's credit card to make a lot of personal purchases, but what the purchases were is what's funny and unfortunately kind of sad. According to police, an accountant at the church discovered an astronomical amount of Apple transactions. Turns out he had been spending the money on in-app purchases for games like Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush. Over the course of 3 years, he'd racked up over $40,000. He admitted to having a mobile game addiction, and he's since been removed from his position at the church.
A 40-year-old man in Turkey is suing his dentist after they pushed so hard while installing an implant that they drove the screw all the way into his brain.
What?
They were installing a tooth in the upper left side of the man's mouth when he said it felt like the dentist was pushing really, really hard. The dentist said, "Relax, it's totally normal." But then the dentist continued to push so hard that the screw broke through the man's jaw and pierced his brain. ended up lodged in his skull behind his left eye. He screamed out. Can you imagine the pain?
No. Thank goodness I can't.
I'm never going to a dentist again. I'm telling you that right now. He screamed. I thought the, what are they called? What are the people that like clean your gums and your teeth before the dentist comes in?
Oh,
hygienists.
I don't know.
Hygienists. Okay. I thought the hygienists were the worst part about the dental experience, but I think it's having to get implants and a screw going into your brain.
Turkey's putting the U.S. to shame. Yeah. In that regard.
So he was rushed to the emergency room by the dentist. The dentist just left him there, took off. Surgeons actually prepared him for the possibility that, hey, you may not survive this operation. He said goodbye to his wife and kids just in case. Thankfully, he did pull through and has made a full recovery. He's now suing for an undisclosed amount of money. Hope he gets every cent.
Yeah, every cent and then some. And apparently what? It says here he called the dentist and the guy wouldn't even give him a refund.
I'm sorry, we have no knowledge of your number. Who is this?
Exactly. Wrong number. When I am not confident in my ability to do something, I never insist, hey, I know what I'm doing. It's just like when I'm driving. We found out the other day I'm not great at that. I am not going to make a point of saying, hey, I know what I'm doing, all right? You know, it's like this dude, the egos on some of these people is unbelievable. Let's see, some good news real quick here. Dylan Beard is a former student athlete at Howard University. These days, he works as a full-time deli worker at a Walmart. When he's not there, he's training as a hurdler who will have a shot at competing for the U.S. Olympic team. Beard was a surprise winner of the 60-meter hurdles at the Millrose Games in February. His time was the third fastest in the world, and that landed him a spot at the U.S. Olympic trials in June. He says, quote, I flew home. The next day, I was back to weight training, back to practicing, and then back to work. He's currently unsponsored, so he's using his own ability and paycheck while training at nearby NC State. As I said, a very Kurt Warner-esque story there. The American dream, the underdog story.
The American underdog story. That was the movie that came out about Kurt Warner there. Actually, one of my favorite books to read growing up, he did a biography with Michael Silver. All Things Possible was the name of it. And that was the book that the movie about Kurt Warner was based off of. Love hearing stories like that.
For sure.
Hope he does awesome in the U.S. Olympic trials there. And they got quite a story to tell in Paris. Hope it works out for him. Austin, I'm not sure if you've ever had a dream about me.
No.
I don't need the details if you have, unless it is this specific dream, okay?
Okay.
If you have a dream that I find a bunch of gold, tell me immediately.
All right, I will.
It happened in North Carolina. A man's sister told him that she'd had a dream that he found a bunch of gold. So naturally, he buys a lottery ticket, and he hits and wins $837,000.
Oh, man. Yeah, I promise you, if I ever have a dream like that, I will let you know, man.
Awesome. All right, that'll do it for us on a Thursday. Back tomorrow to wrap up your week. Same time, same place. 4 to 7 on Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.